This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Krista Almanzon. Portland, Oregon is well known as a bike-friendly city, but it wasn't always that way. The woman who helped change the city from being car-centric to a place with hundreds of miles of bike lanes, trails, and walkways is Mia Burke. She's the former bicycle coordinator for Portland and now the president of Alta Planning and Design, a company that works with communities across the country to create infrastructure so that people can bike and walk as part of their daily lives. And this Thursday, she's the keynote speaker at the Fort Ord Trail Symposium. Part of the master plan of the former fort includes yet-to-be-completed major trail networks. At Thursday's event, you can learn about national trends and how to help plan the future. I recently spoke with Mia Burke, who says creating this type of community is as much about building infrastructure as it is building habits.
Most of our trips are not the commute trip. We spend a lot of time talking about the 20% of trips that are the journey to work trip, but 80% of our trips are other trips, and many of those are very short. They're to the store or to the church or to the park or to the community center or a recreational area or within a recreational area. And those are the types of trips that when people take one of them, I challenge people, take one a week that you would otherwise do by car and switch that to bike and make it a short trip, make it a fun trip, make it an easy trip, and then do that again and again and again. And then it starts to normalize it because you did it, and then your family did it, and then your neighbor saw you doing it, and then they don't think it's something different or separate. They think, oh, my neighbor does it, my friend does it, my colleague does it, my mom does it, my brother does it. I can do it, and it becomes a normal part of life.
So what does a community that can support that look like?
You certainly will see crosswalks, and you'll see pedestrian and bicycle-friendly signals. And you'll see either bike lanes or what we call cycle tracks that are separated in roadway types of facilities. Protected bike lanes is another way to say it. You'll certainly see a network of trails, which you know could be called paths, that also have really good accommodation for both bicyclists and pedestrians. So you'll see a network and you'll feel it every day. And when you're driving, because many of us are going to continue to drive, and please don't think that I'm implying that we're all going to become car-free in California. That's not realistic, nor is it necessary. What we're going to do instead is, as drivers, we're also going to feel really confident when we're driving around people on bike or around people walking because we ourselves bike and walk some of the time.
And so given what you know about Fort Ord, you know, it's been closed 20 years. We've had a lot of redevelopment, repurposing, but there's still so much left to be done. And at the same time, what was Fort Ord is governed by so many different jurisdictions. What do you think can happen here?
I'm an optimist, and I think that you have a tremendous opportunity physically because there's obviously already a roadway network to work with, and there's a lot of potential space on which to develop and continue to develop the trails and the greenways. I think that you have passionate advocates who are really pushing this forward, and you need that. I think you need funding. And I also think you have a lot of leaders that really recognize that the incorporation of bicycling and walking, not just into Fort Ord, but in connecting Fort Ord to the neighboring towns and getting it from Seaside and Monterey and over and connecting to the Scenic Bay Trail, that there's a lot of opportunity to take advantage of both what already exists and what the future is and to connect those.
That's Mia Burke. She's the keynote speaker at Thursday's Fort Ord Trail Symposium being held at CSU Monterey Bay. You can find more details about the event at kazu.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.